into a card game in a company town. Called a minor cheating and I shot the dog down. Shot the dog down, watched the dog fall. Never touched his holster, never had a chance to draw. The trial was in the morning and they drug me out of bed. Asked me how I pleaded, not guilty, I said. Not guilty, I said. You've got the wrong man, nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand. Not guilty, I said. You've got the wrong man, nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand.
A friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
start your computations for Time Warp.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. This is how the message ran.
Listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing just a jump to the left.
Then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me to time. But it's the velvet dust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under. To the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Weakling, weighing 98 pounds, will get sand in his face when kicked to the ground. And soon in the gym, with a determined chin, the sweat from his pores as he works for his cause will make him glisten and gleam, and with massage and just a little bit of steam, he'll be pink and quite clean.
He'll be a strong man.
Oh, honey! Nutritious, high protein, and swallow raw eggs. Try to build up his shoulders, his chest, arms, and legs. Such an effort, if he only knew of my plan. In just 7 days, I can make you a man. He'll do press-ups and chin-ups. Do the smirch, clean and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension must be hard work.
Such strenuous living, I just don't understand. When in just 7 days,
oh baby, I can make you a man.
Happening. taste her baby pink lipstick and that's when I melt. She whispered in my ear tonight she really was mine. Get back in front, put some hair on her body. All I was singing is very last song. With their arms around your belly, try to sing along. The pretty look, woo! Baby, out of a time. I believe that's my soul. Love and rock and roll. I believe that's my soul. I really love that rock and roll. I believe that's my soul. I really love that rock and roll. I believe that's my soul. I really love that rock and roll.
If I could have have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school,
cutting and burning,
clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
if it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Sounds like a freak to me. Whatever. Time Travel Spooky Halloween Show. Spooky.
The moon.
Love you.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. Here's Tom Jones.
Woman, I can remember a woman. Warm were her kisses and tender was she. Lying there in my arms. Why did you deceive me so? What devil inside made you go when I needed you most of all? Oh, daughter of darkness, stay out of my life, my life. You took my heart, you broke it apart. Ooh, you daughter of darkness, daughter of darkness, please leave me alone. Heaven, we had our own kind of heaven, sharing together the magic of love in a world of our own. Then, oh, so suddenly you were gone, the love I depended upon disappeared when you were.
Shapes moving under me. Every fear I swallow makes me small.
inconsequential things occur. Alarms are triggered, memories stir. It's not the way it has to be.
I'm afraid of what I do not know. I hate being under man. I'm afraid I can be devil man. I'm scared to be divine. Don't mess with me, my fuse is shorn. Beneath the skin, these fragments gone.
Will I allow it to be? There's no control over me.
Here's to 5 miserable months on the wagon and all the irreparable harm that it's caused me.
Some weird ideas in my head about to do in Denver when you're dead. I was working on a steak the other day, and I saw Waddy in the Rattlesnake Cafe, dressed in black, tossing back a shot of rye, finding things to do in Denver when you die. You won't need a cab to find a priest. Maybe you should find a place to stay, someplace where they never change the sheets, and you just roll around Denver all day.
You've been listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. I will be back next week with songs that keep it real. Songs with real in the title. Keeping it real next week on Time Travel. Enjoy your Halloween. Lisa and Derek are up next with The Big Picture. Have a wonderful evening. I'll leave you with Donovan here on Time Travel, Season of the Witch. Shoulder.
cat looking over.